You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Now, for the past year or more, we've been working on a series about the economy and the election, what one means and has meant for the other, and what both of them mean for the people behind the numbers and the headlines. It's called How the Deck is Stacked. It's our project with Frontline and PBS NewsHour. And this week, Kai is reporting from Erie County, Pennsylvania. Here's Kai now.
Here's what we were looking for to wrap up this series. A not-coastal city, not too big, not too small, built on what built this country, manufacturing, but now trying to find its way in a changing economy. And one more thing, Obama then, Trump now. Because, and yes, there were a lot of things going on in that election, and the Trump margin here was kind of tight, just 2%, so his promises mattered. But Erie County is what a whole lot of November was about. Economic dissatisfaction, lost opportunities, and voters looking for something else. Until this year, GE Transportation was the biggest employer in Erie. They make motors for locomotives and tanks. The company has cut a third of its remaining workforce the past couple of years, jobs that paid $33 an hour with just a high school degree or less. But GE is only the current headline. Manufacturing losses have happened plenty here. Hammermill Paper, American Meter, Steris, and that is just a partial list, which gets us to a Thursday night 10 days ago. At the Polish Falcon Social Club, Nest 610. It's a neighborhood gathering spot. People stop by after work for a beer or two, dinner sometimes, and to just see people. There are things going on every night of the week here. Bingo, pool, and bowling, and it is packed on this cold and snowy January night.
Hi, I'm Buzz Andrzejewski. I'm a lifelong resident of Erie. My grandparents settled in Erie. I'm ended up in Erie through birth, and here I am.
Andrzejewski is 69. He's like a lot of people here, raised his family, and he put in his time.
I've had probably 15 different lives during my lifetime, so I have no complaints.
He's a lawyer now, but it took him a while. He started night school when he was 45, graduated more than 20 years ago.
Before that, I was a structural iron worker. Before that, I was a state senator. Before that, I was a boiler maker. Before that, I was an iron worker again. So like I said, You've been
around.
Yeah.
Buzz is a Democrat and a Clinton voter.
Well, of course, I wasn't in the majority in this county that voted for her.
Even though he didn't see the Trump win coming, Buzz's hindsight is 20/20.
He said the four-letter word everybody wanted to hear, jobs. Anyone who worked in a shop and lost their job, they were tired of that same old sound. Oh, well, we're going to have retraining programs for you. Well, if all your fingers are the size of your thumbs, it's hard to be a practical nurse for some guys. You know what I mean? It just don't work. And a guy wants what he had, all right? And what he had was a paycheck he could support his family. And now he's out there working two jobs wondering what's going to happen next. Tough.
You hear that a whole lot in Erie, and I heard it a whole lot among the Polish Falcons.
The hardest thing to find in Erie is a job.
We need a lot of jobs, good jobs, because GE was the only one left. I worked in shops all my life.
If you're going into medicine, yeah, it might be a good place. As for manufacturing, it's dead.
That's a big problem around here is factories closing or partially closing.
What changes are you expecting?
More industry, more jobs. Manufacturing, definitely.
We're a manufacturing town. We need manufacturing. We need people to produce things.
That last voice is Joe Keeley. He's in the paint business. He sells industrial coatings.
When people are spending money, big money, capital money, and of course, a lot of stuff that I sell kind of hinges on the price of oil and gas. So when we start producing more, do more fracking, start producing more gas, more oil, more equipment to do that is going to be made, and I'll be supplying coatings for some of that stuff.
It's been a little tricky lately, though, right?
Well, yeah, it's great if you're commuting, your price of gas, and
sure,
it's great for my heating bill, but for heavy fabricators and manufacturers, those people involved in that, steel and everything, they're seeing a slowdown.
Are you banking on it coming back? I mean, that is the promise that the president-elect has made.
Coming back into Erie? I'm not banking on it. I'm hopeful. I've never seen a president-elect so active. I mean, literally within hours after being elected. is already influencing events. I personally can't stand the guy. But I think what he's up to, the people he's surrounding himself with, it gives me a lot of positive vibes that he's going to somehow, the job is going to get done. He's upsetting everything, which I think we need.
Erie today is not the place I grew up in.
Johnette Kent has lived in Erie her entire life. She is retired from the State Department of Public Welfare. She works at the Polish Falcons part-time.
When I was a kid in high school, any guy could walk out of school at 16, get a job at Hammermill, Cyrus Erie, GE, American Sterilizer, make a livable wage, and not need a high school diploma. My husband worked for American Sterilizer, Steris, for 37 years. He started when he was 17. They left for Mexico, and he was too young to retire. He had to find a new career. Since then, since Steris, he has never gotten a high-paying job. He was just downsized from another company this year, and now he's working 3 days a week, $8 an hour as a part chaser. That's sad, because he is a CNC operator, highly skilled machinist, and can't get a decent-paying job in this area.
Most of the decent-paying jobs here now are coming from the hospital and the big insurance company, industries that require skill sets different from the ones a lot of the lifelong residents of this city have. Erie City is reliably blue. Tomorrow, we're going to head out of town into Erie County, where the towns are smaller, the jobs are fewer, and the votes are redder. In the meanwhile, all the stories from our series, How the Deck is Stacked, live online at marketplace.org.